Well, good morning, everybody. Turns out a lot of people have homily advice when it's cold in church. One person suggested that I should preach a fire and brimstone homily. Another person, I said, it'll be a short sermon today because it's only 45 degrees in here. And he said, can we never turn on the heat? And then another one said, can you preach at the beginning of Mass so that your hot air will fill the church? It's going to be a long one. Okay. Before my sermon, I want you all to know Father Leon Reuter died a couple days ago. He passed on Friday, or no, Thursday. I had visited him at St. Vincent Hospice on Wednesday. And then he passed on the next day. And so his funeral will be at St. Joe on the 27th of December. So just a couple days after Christmas. It'll be at 11 o'clock in the morning. The day before will be visitation at St. Joe in the church from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then he will be buried at St. Joe Cemetery. He grew up at St. Joe. And then became a Franciscan, and in his retirement, came back and helped out quite a bit in those days, and so until recently. So anyway, if you can come, that'd be a great thing. Maybe a lot of you probably know him. I was thinking about the song Silent Night, because it's the 200th anniversary of that tune, and I got to thinking about it because my little nephew, I was doing Christmas with them a couple days ago on Friday. It was their, one of them's in kindergarten, the other one is in first grade, and they had their Christmas program. And my kindergarten one, Daniel, he dressed up as a mouse, and their whole class were mice. And I got to thinking about Silent Night because the origins of that song are very interesting. It was written, both the words and the music were written on Christmas Eve in 1818 because mice had destroyed the organ cables in the church. And so at the last minute, there was no organ. And so there was a musically inclined individual, I think his name was Joseph, who had very little time to come up with an alternative to the organ pieces. And it was Silent Night that he created. It was the first time that a guitar piece was ever used at church because that was the only instrument they had available to them. But what a beautiful tune it is. Maybe the words to it have given you a lot of peace as they have to me. But I was thinking about it. It's how many people that song has touched in 200 years. All because of a mouse that ate the cords of that organ. I think we should thank God for the mice in our lives. You know? Because, well, except for maybe it was a mouse that ate the heating cord. I don't know. Won't be thankful for that one. But we should be thankful to God for the mice in our lives that maybe seem annoying to us. Maybe they're people, or maybe they are circumstances or situations. I told the story last night of a kid that I worked at St. Charles in my IU days during the school year, but also full time during the summer. And there was this one, I was just basically a kid myself. I was in college, and there was this younger guy, maybe close to high school. I think he was in middle school yet, but he was working there also. In a different capacity, but he just drove me crazy. Like I almost dreaded going to work because of this guy. And he just, if it was obnoxious, he would do it. And I had to interact with him quite a bit. Well, a couple years went by and that young man asked me to be his confirmation sponsor, you know? And patience achieves everything. We must be patient with people in our lives and the mice in our lives. But you know, sometimes it's those mice that they seem to wreak havoc, but on the other side, things are better. And so we thank God for those mice. Another piece of thing I was thinking about with that song is that we all need silence. And God comes into our lives. He came into Bethlehem 2,000 something years ago in the silence. And I think we go to God in the silence too. Sometimes it's hard to find the good Lord when we are surrounded by the hustle and bustle and noise of daily life. And it helps to find places of silence. So, and a warm invitation to everybody, because starting at 2 o'clock today, going until 2 o'clock tomorrow, we will have Advent Adoration at St. Joe's. All of our many, many trees will be lit with the Christmas lights, and the normal lights will be very dim. It'll be very peaceful in there. And the good Lord will be on the altar. And I just invite you to come by. You don't have to stay for a full hour. But drop by, say hi to the Lord, and just sit there in peace. And if you have out-of-towners here, then you can get away from them for a little while and come spend some time with the Lord. And I swear it'll change. It'll change your whole holiday. It'll make it a lot better. Because we encounter God very much in the silence. When we sit down, shut up, and close our eyes, we find the good Lord, and He finds us. So we have a warm welcome for everybody. 2 o'clock today until 2 o'clock tomorrow. Also, I'll be sitting in the confessional over at St. Joe from 2 o'clock today until 9 o'clock today. And if you need to go to confession, I'll be there. I've got a good book or two, and I'll just be camped out there, shall we say. So we ask the good Lord to bless us, to help us always to appreciate the mice in our lives, and we pray for silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.